발진 내뽑아.
Hey, Mr. Melody, you're on my mind constantly, and I think of you the whole day long. Hey, Mr. Melody, you mean the whole world to me. Without you, I would have no song. Hey, Mr. Melody, you got me humming to your crazy beat. You stay here for all time. You are my melody, you're as sweet as you can be, and it's good to know you're mine.
Girls, can you hear me? I know the Ustream doesn't hear me. Cheryl?
Oh. Oops.
Fuck me. What a mess already today. Are you girls there? What the fuck's wrong? Can you hear me? Oh, new Skype must have fucked me again. That's good. What did they change now? Audio and video settings. Hello? Built-in input, built-in output. Should be working. Oh, boy. No, I can't hear you. Can you hear me, Cheryl? Hello? You don't hear me either. Nothing's working. That's good. Real good. Let me try this. How can you hear me now? Cheryl, can you hear me?
I hear you, honey.
Oh, you hear me. Does Cheryl hear me?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I hear myself. Well, I did.
I don't really care about that.
Normal.
Does Cheryl work? I mean, not occupationally.
Well, it's good that we started 15 minutes early so we could get through the technical.
Well, Cheryl was going to be late, so that was the 15 minutes early, but Cheryl's on time, except you can't hear her. Hang on, I'm testing something. Just a sec.
Okay.
Tell me if you can. I'm going to keep talking. Tell me if you hear me. If you still. I'm still talking. Do you hear me?
I still hear you.
You hear me? Okay. No, Cheryl, we don't hear you, and I hear Deborah, which means it's your fault, so fix it.
Yes. Okay. You think those headphones she bought would.
Did she buy headphones?
No, it's the same old shitty one she's been using forever.
Nah, humphed. Well, we'll go back to playing my Natalie Cole song until she fixes it. Cheryl, speak up to, because I fucked up the song anyway. The Grumhold song, people didn't hear me. Cheryl, are you there yet?
Hey, mister.
Oh, that's why we can't hear her, because she's using that damn audio shit.
Oh, well. What audio shit?
She's using the sound, whatever that sound program's
but
called.
She uses that always, doesn't she? What's the difference?
She must have messed something up.
She asked me if she should upgrade to that Safari Lion or whatever the fuck it's called, and I told her no, she did it anyway. She's worried, she thinks she's going to get hacked because of that vulnerability. Like, nobody fucking's going to get hacked. Hold on, I got some fun.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. No. You are my
melody. Oh, excuse me. I'm being here, you slapped your ass. Can I suck on him? Yeah. Oh, Mr. Melody, and why do you call me with the number, boss? Mr. Melody. You have a nice pair of pink lips. Smoking cocaine. $1,200,000.
No, 95 cents. Is this a serious call?
Yes, this is.
Hold on. Now, is Taylor? Is this a serious call?
Yes, this is.
Okay, baby. No, we don't do it.
No.
Hey, fella, she said they be having their period on.
What?
She was saying also with diapers, what? With VM in it.
Would y'all be able to do that? Would y'all be able to make an exception, Miss Tracy?
Oh, shoot.
Miss Tracy.
Mm-mm.
Hello?
She said no, baby.
Mm-mm.
Right, we don't do that. That's what right. I told her. I said, ma'am, is this a for real call?
Hell no.
Okay, baby. No, we don't do it.
Hell no.
Audience, we're waiting for Miss Cheryl to appear. Then we're going to start our reading. It is reading time because reading is fundamental, as RuPaul says. Deborah, I've been on a RuPaul. I've been watching like the past, all seasons of RuPaul going backwards. So right now I'm on season 4. And Natalie Cole, who's now deceased, was a judge, so that's why I played the song.
Oh, how is she dying?
Yes. She died several years ago, I think. Did you watch the Stormy Daniels?
Yes.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I thought it was very disappointing and horrible. It just didn't strike me as anything more than gossip. I didn't really care. Like, I was embarrassed for CNN to, like, I don't want to hear about the president being spanked by a newspaper. I just don't.
CBS, not CNN, honey.
Did I say CNN? Oh, I guess because Anderson Cooper's on both.
Anderson.
But yeah, I don't want to, like, that's just... I don't need to know that.
It's news. That's the thing about it. You know what I'm saying?
The president, what he does with a newspaper, with Stormy Daniels, is not something I
personally
know.
No, but I think they just said something about his penis was, what'd they say? It was D. Hold on, let me find it.
Well, that was something that...
his penis was... something decile.
Well, I saw that somebody posted a picture of that on Golden Circle. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What
but I don't think that
mean?
Was real. It means it can hold on. It's like that's the attribute of like something when you it's like a tail. Like it can grab things. Is what it's saying. I forget what's the word again? What's the word?
I don't remember. It was a weird word.
It's a weird word.
Let's see. Try to find it again.
I can't remember how to add Cheryl to this fucking call, even though she's already in it. She tried calling me, but when you call me, I've tried to explain it 1,000 times. It creates a new call and puts this call on hold. I can't do that. Cheryl Kowski.
The point is this. She shouldn't have been threatened. The mafia aspect of it was like the most interesting part. Him getting spanked by a magazine.
Sure, but I just didn't want to know the details, that's all.
Well, we got to know all about Monica Lewinsky and Bill's details, so why can't we find out about his? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to know. I didn't want to know about that fucking shit either.
I understand. I'm just saying.
It's just tabloid shit. We don't need to know the details. No, the details is tabloid shit. They could just say, it's like a snuff film. It's like when you show like a death on TV, which CNN does that too, and CBS. You know, when they show, it's like you don't need that kind of levels, I don't think.
I think it's different.
Why?
I find, because when you see like a death, it really strikes you. You know what I mean? Like the core of being human. That doesn't. I mean, come on. It's not shocking to think he's the dirty old man. I mean, come on. Is it that far-fetched? If it was the Pope, I could understand, maybe.
Why do you need to know the specifics of what?
I don't know. Makes it credible.
Jesus Christ. Incredible?
The point is, he created all this, so it's all on him. Why does he get a pass?
How does that add credibility?
I'm just saying, why does he get a pass? Nobody else gets a pass. Why does he keep getting passes? If Hillary had some woman bend her over and spank her, believe me, Fox News would be running with it 24/7. I just don't see why he always gets a pass. It's weird. It's like the Trump effect. I understand what you're saying. Like, it's useless. It doesn't mean anything, right? What matters is healthcare, and it was embarrassing.
It was like a People magazine article. It was just poorly done. It was sensationalism. They got the only interview of Stormy Daniels of anyone. It was an exclusive, and they're milking it, and there wasn't really that. It wasn't really good.
I understand what you're saying. There wasn't a lot. It was like when you get so excited, you're going to go to McDonald's and you're going to get like the new McDouble, and you have it, and you're like, ugh.
There was very little in that interview that damned the president. It was all very loose and sketchy, and it was disappointing, and it was like CNN.
What did you expect? Jesus Christ.
When you have a youth salesman, I expected Jesus Christ. President. A used car salesman is president. That's what you get, honey. You can't make a pie out of shit. It won't work.
Yeah, but you don't need to go. The entire world doesn't have to go down to his level, which is what's happened.
We tried that route and it didn't work. So I say, fuck the level. Push the elevator button, break the lever off, and drop the bitch 5 floors.
Yeah. Well, she had big titties.
She did. So Jesus.
What page are we starting on today? Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go back to reading. Well, we're going to start the next story.
No, I thought we were skipping the next one.
Says who? Is that what Baby Jane said to do?
Last time you read the beginning, and then you're like, oh, the next one has all these, you know, sex things in it.
Yeah, that's the one we're going to read.
We're reading where I left off.
There's nothing to skip. The next one is the
misery
story
of a young girl's life, right?
Yeah.
Do we say who it's by?
I gotta find it. Baby Jane N-word.
Well, if you had have printed it, you know.
I don't believe in wasting paper. What are you, global warming?
No, but I'm currently reusing Trump Penthouse magazine paper. What? So.
Who prints things? Do you know how expensive ink is? It's like $50 to print anything.
That's true. And I'm having to use my flashlight on my phone to read it.
At least you're at home. So I want to do some housekeeping first, because I always tell people stuff when it's too late. I want people to follow me on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian. You can follow Deborah on Twitter, which is, what is it, Church of Deborah?
Yeah.
And then I would really like you to like this fucking podcast on Facebook before it all goes
Facebook,
down.
Yeah.
It's Yeast Radio Podcast on Facebook. Just like the fucking page.
Before you delete it.
Before you delete Facebook, yeah. And then what other... Oh, yeah, and it's my fucking birthday Friday, and I want goddamn presents. I want goddamn donations for all of us now. And
I was thinking we should make all of our posts public, like Match does, so that it's easy for all of these companies to scrape and get as much information as possible.
Cheryl, I only post political things. There's nothing that...
I'm just saying.
There's nothing personal about my
posts. I'm telling other people, make all of your, you know, status updates, where you are, what you care about, make it public. We need to make it easier for these companies. I feel bad for them. They're going to be shut out. You got to make it easy for them. Thank you.
You're an idiot. My posts are public. They're just articles. There's nothing personal being posted on my public
I'm not
posts.
Talking about you.
And my yes, you are. You just said like Madge, you asshole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
you think I'm that susceptible to passive aggressive retardation? No.
Is that a disorder? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what else do I need to do for... Oh, yeah, so my birthday's Friday. I would like presents. I would like to buy something. So far, I've gotten exactly one birthday present from Luke. But I want to buy a recorder. Shush. I want to buy a recorder. I want to buy some- I'm just going to mute your channel for a second so she can't shut up. Just a second. I want to have birthday present. Now, all I want the presents for, I just want a fucking recorder to update so I can do my walk around town kind of podcastings, my solo recordings. So if I don't get donations for that, I'm just assuming that's a sign from the audience that you don't want to hear me do that anymore, which is fine. I won't. But I would rather you did. So please send donations to, Amazon gift cards to rishi@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Would love that. The thing I want is only $200. I've gotten $25 so far. And also you can donate to this show at my PayPal, yeastradio.com/donate, I think is what it is.
Okay.
Now we're going to do it. So we've been reading a stories.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I turned you back
you
on.
You said you muted me, so.
Yeah, and then I unmuted you.
Plus, I got that COPD.
Okay. So where are we starting?
Okay, so I just want to explain what we're doing. So we're reading. Since it works
whenever
so well.
Whenever we hear Deborah say we're going to drink, right?
So my dad wrote a porno, but Luke, so we're kind of
horrible. I hate it.
My dad wrote a porno, but we're doing a better version of it. And so, except we are, Luke found a wonderful podcast that is amazing. And it's really everything that my dad wrote a porno promised. This other podcast, which is called Why Is My Bottom So Dirty, delivers. And it's a complete, mock cast. I have to say, it's something I've never heard before. It's like totally fake interview show, and it's funny, and it's just, it's idiotic. It's like this guy interviews, what are you sending me shit?
Shh, that is for lighter. Shut your mouth and finish. Jesus.
Okay, how do I, you're annoying now, because now I was interrupted because I heard that fucking notification. So we're never going to get started.
Phone. Not my phone.
Okay, well, now I have to figure out how to shut off my notifications. Even though notifications.
Every update, listen, every update, it turns the sound back on. You got to go in there, man, and turn
so,
it off.
So you knew that, yet you sent me something that would distract me anyway.
No, you were updated, I thought.
There's a new update every time I log on to Skype. Every time. So no, I'm not updated. It's telling me now I need another update.
I just got updated before
fucking
I...
Fucking notifications on the Mac. If they say do not disturb, and then it keeps adding new bullshit. You can't just disable the whole thing. I don't care.
I turned it on do not disturb before the show, and now it's off. I swear to God, this shit's... Man. And I want to tell you one more thing.
iPad. All I want in my life is a large iPad for a computer. That's all I want. Okay.
We're upgrading. So, at work, I work in this backwards place. So, I'm on Windows 7. We're in August. So, our firm, which is huge, is getting upgraded to Windows 10 this year, right? I won't personally get it until the end of August. But some offices already have it, and they're complaining. So I'm trying to troubleshoot with these people. I'm like, well, go into Link Messenger because that's what I use. They're like, no, we have Skype now. We don't have Link anymore. I'm like, no. Turns out the whole firm is getting Skype, and it's just as awful as the Skype we're using. And nobody knows what they're doing. And it's so somebody was texting me, but they accidentally texted somebody with my last name that isn't me. And oh my God, it's a disaster. Anyway, I don't want to get too distracted.
Wait till you get a picture.
Right. Riding a bus with. Anyway, so we're going to read this story. It's a lovely story. Thanks to Baby Jane Inwood for contributing. Okay, who's going to read this one?
Cheryl. No, I thought you said you were going to read it.
I don't think I said that. Who did Baby Jane Inwood said should read?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Basically, we took turns last time.
No, we didn't take turns. You have a bad memory.
I think we did.
No, we didn't.
No.
We played.
We had a main
people.
Reader, and then we had... A step in, Raider.
We had a. You did the character voices.
Yeah, I liked being the back man, Stephen.
All right, Cheryl, you can read it, but give us time to react to things. Don't just plow through it, okay?
Yes.
I'll have Deborah read it.
You're gonna read it.
Why?
And somebody posted they enjoyed the last one, and they really want more backstory onto how her life is now.
Well, then we have to have the baby Jane.
Michelle.
Okay, we
need a part two.
We also need a theme song for Reading with the Girls. If somebody could do that, that'd be nice. Even if it's
Reading
just
with the Girls.
Even if you do it, Deborah, that's fine.
Okay, I just want to tell the Swift's new song.
So, Cheryl, you'll read. I'm hearing something in the background I don't like. Is it me?
Yeah, oh, it's me. an echo from you.
It's not an echo. It's my radiator. Never mind. I can't do anything about it. So, Cheryl, you read, but please give us time to comment. I don't have to.
With Heather and Cheryl, please. Cheryl is the BF, please.
What?
So Baby Jane is saying, hold on.
Oh, so Baby Jane has a recommendation already?
I need another light in him.
She said that Heather should be the protagonist again.
Okay.
We don't know who the protagonist is because we haven't read it.
Are there any Jews in this that I could play?
Heather Reed as Maine. So basically do like we did last time and I'll just read her.
Okay, fine. So
just
I
go ahead.
I want to read the background. I want to do the introduction, the same one I did last week. The misery is of a girl's life. The Misery of a Young Girl's Life by Kelly Hayes. Illustrations by which you'll see in the show notes.
Jeffrey Jelinek.
Jeffrey Kranick. The Misery of a Girl's Life. Introduction.
Did I get my snacks? I'll get it during the Grom.
No, get it like now. No, not like last time. Get it.
So Cheryl reads the first intro paragraph.
No, oh, is that what you? Oh, okay, fine.
That's a Baby Jane thing.
Oh, that's fine. I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do that then. Okay.
Oh, how?
What?
I was just going to say how convenient. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Where are you talking to Baby Jane? On Facebook or?
No, Discord.
We don't want to mention it. You'll get triggered. Okay. Tears spring from her eyes like a well as her arms and legs convulsed violently. Then the attacker slapped her. Bitch, shut the fuck up. ..
Interesting already.
I am intrigued. And then on the next page, there's a beautiful pencil drawing of upside down pencil drawing of a girl in a bed with a shadow at her. And the girl in the bed also looks like a house.
The shadow looks like an Oscar.
It looks like somebody's legs, and you're looking through their legs, and their dick is hanging down, and you see her upside down.
It can be. It could be. It also looks like somebody from My 600-Pound Life in bed, but without pizza.
Oh, God, it does. Mm-hmm. With an Oscar. Okay.
Now am I supposed to continue reading?
First paragraph.
No, I thought Deborah's reading.
Oh, I'm right. Wait, who's reading? Deborah?
Oh, wait, which paragraph? I thought that was I thought that paragraph.
A paragraph with one sentence?
That's the one. I thought that's what he was talking about that Cheryl should read, and you're supposed to read the rest.
So these drawings are upside down by accident because she didn't edit the fucking PDF, so she's a retard.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, well, actually, it gave it more like a, what's that movie with the birds? Hitchcock kind of feel.
So we just have to rotate the thing.
Well, that's how you print them out.
Okay, Deborah, just read. Just start reading.
Okay. Wait, who's with? Am I going to read?
Deborah.
Just ready? Nicole always. Shut up! Nicole, Cheryl, be quiet now. Nicole always led a life full of struggles. She grew up in a lower middle class family in Brooklyn, New York.
Hold on. I need a second. I'm sorry. We have to restart. Just give me a sec. I got to do something real quick. Just talk to Cheryl about her vagina.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get some.
And I found a rhythm. You know, I was trying to.
Have you ever used the rhythm method to not get pregnant? I did once, and it didn't work.
What does that involve?
That's when you follow when you're gonna have your period, Jill, and you don't have sex when you're going to have it implanted. You know.
Okay. It could work.
Normal.
Sorry, I was hearing voices. Can you start over, please? Do over.
Oh, Lord, is this how it begins?
What is this, dishes?
I mean, this is insane. I really recall this part in My Dad Wrote a Porno. You know, the part where the British lady gets up for fish and chips.
What?
Yeah, and my dad wrote a porno.
I hate her so much. I think it's the worst podcast I've ever heard.
We are all
push away.
From hiding his affairs, let's put it all on the table. Let it all out.
Just more boys. Who wins this?
Are you done?
Bjork?
Are you done?
Is this Bjork?
Are you done?
Sounded like him.
It's horrible.
Are you done Bjork with your food?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was playing that in case you were too slow to realize because you were making noise and we were not ready to start.
Hey, Bjork.
Okay.
All right, continue.
Do over, do over. That's my cue to edit, even though I don't.
Yeah, right.
The misery of a young girl's life. Girlies. I think I should
Nicole.
Okay. Nicole always led a life full of struggles. She grew up in a lower middle class family in Brooklyn, New York. When she was 6 years old, she saw her father beat her mother to death with his bare hands. After her father was arrested, she had moved in with her mother's sister, Mary.
No apostrophe.
When Nicole was 8 years old, her aunt's, Mary's husband started... Oh, geez.
Also, I would like to point out that when she wrote out the word six in 6 years old, that's correct. But then she used a number for the number eight in 8 years old. I don't know why the change.
When Nicole was 8 years old, her Aunt Mary's husband started molesting her every night for months before anything was done to stop him. He would put a rag in her mouth and
Stop doing it.
Handcuff her hands to the bedpost in order for her not to move. He would force his 180-pound body.
Wait. We're not reading this. What the fuck? We can't read this.
Why not?
It's fucking awful. It's underage.
This is bad.
We can't do this.
So she went on to start a company named Apple and make one of the richest companies ever.
Okay, can you just change the numbers? We're going to take some... Just add a zero to each of those ages, will you? Just
80.
Yeah. Come on, I don't want to get in trouble. Nobody's... Well, this is going to fuck us. We can't do that.
That is horrible.
Well, I'm not the one that sent it to you.
I know, but just add a zero, please. When Nicole was 80 years old.
Wow, okay. But 18.
No. Go back.
No.
When she was 6 years old, except 60, okay? Just add 10. Add a decimal.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to get arrested.
When Nicole was 80 years old, her Aunt Mary's husband started molesting her every night, even though he was 112.
No, you got to start earlier when she was 6 years old. Oh, no, okay. That part's okay. You're right. Okay. Nothing wrong with getting to seeing the abuse at six. Yeah, okay. So
Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ.
I'm sorry. When Nicole was 80 years old, go ahead.
When Nicole was 80 years old, her Aunt Mary's husband started molesting her every night. Wait, did I say 80?
Yeah, you did right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before anything, this is jump the rails.
Come on, read. Go back and read it.
He would put money in
her
mouth.
No, you didn't finish the sentence.
This is horrible.
You didn't finish the sentence. When Nicole was 80 years old, her Aunt Mary's husband started molesting her every night.
That sounds bad, too, because she's 80 and she's not
Yeah, but it's not
there,
illegal.
Right?
It's not illegal, and we don't know if she's senile. It's okay.
Okay, true. Oh, it's like that Gaslight movie.
Yes, it's like Gaslight.
He would force his 180-pound body.
Read the whole sentence. Is it so much to ask for you to start at the beginning of the sentence?
Rape is hilarious.
He would put a rag in
read
her mouth.
Read the sentence. No, not that sentence. The
Which
previous.
One?
When Nicole was 80 years old.
We've already read it like 20 times.
No, you haven't finished the sentence without laughing and ruining it.
Okay. When Nicole was 180 years old, her Aunt Mary's husband started molesting her every night for months before anything was done to stop him.
Thank you.
He would put a rag in her mouth and handcuff her hands to the bedpost in order for her not to move. He would force his 180-pound body on her lifeless 240-pound, 80-year-old frame each night to the point that she knew when it was coming.
Just read it.
Being only 80 years old, Nicole didn't know how to deal with what was happening to her. One night, Nicole, who was 80, decided to lock her door and put the chair from her
Stop it. You don't need to add other stuff.
Her vanity underneath the... I just like that bed... What is it? Bedpost and broom knobs or whatever.
I'm glad I ain't reading this one. Movie.
Bed knobs and broomsticks with Angela Lansbury.
Is it the porn? To get the door blocked. While she was sleeping peacefully, she heard a loud banging noise at the door. Bang, bang, bang. She started to sweat very heavily, and tears started streaming from her eyes. Then
wait
all
a second,
of a sudden,
wait a second. I feel like you're missing stuff. Okay, go ahead.
You just skipped a line. It's not.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Back up.
It kind of makes it more sad.
Because it's kind of, you know.
Go back.
Too much, yeah. Go back.
Go back and fix your shit.
Baby Jane says, now discuss this story in a creative writing class, please. It would be very awkward.
One night, Nicole decided to lock her door and put the chair from her vanity underneath the doorknob. Okay? Mm-hmm. She thought that her Uncle Joe would... to get in with the door blocked.
Wait a second. She was 80 years old and she has an uncle?
Yeah, he must vampire. Have been like 100. It's a vampire story.
Okay.
It says that in the preface, okay? While she was sleeping peacefully, she heard a loud banging noise at her door. Bang, bang, bang.
No, she heard loud banging noises. Learn to read.
She started to sweat very heavily, and the tears started streaming from her eyes. Then all of a sudden, her door went smashing into the carpet of the bedroom.
That was hilarious.
And her Uncle Joe came in her room.
The door went smashing into the carpet? What does that mean?
And her Uncle Joe came in the room with the reddest Irish face possible.
It doesn't say Irish. Stop it.
He was so angry at what she did that before he forced himself on her, he beat her. He slapped her in the face so hard that it echoed all over the house. While she laid in the bed lifeless, all she could feel was the burning pain of his large hand left across her pale face. She was laying motionless.
Hold on, we have to look at this sentence.
That's hilarious.
Oh, no, this is too much.
While she laid in the by, I think it's lay again, right? It's lay again. While she lay in the bed lifeless, all she could feel was the burning pain that his large hand left across her pale face. Okay.
Fine. Great.
She was laying motionless while he ripped off her
Barbie.
I'm sorry, miss. I know. She was laying motionless while he ripped off her
Angela Lansbury.
Okay. She was laying motionless while he ripped off her thank you for being a friend commentary nightgown. This time he got on her. It was different than it has ever been. Each time Jesus.
Just read it.
Okay. Each time he put himself inside of her, he made it more forceful than ever.
Triggered.
Nicole Wallace could only feel pain and suffering. She was hurting so bad from him. Jesus.
What?
Stop eating. It's making me... It's disrespectful to the pain.
Can you imagine somebody reading this in a class?
Can you imagine somebody writing this? Wait, oh my Jesus.
I think it's really good. It's very me too. I love it.
She was hurting so bad from him ramming his manhood in her that tears became to flood from her eyes.
Her uncle could see her pain and the tears, and he told her to stop that nonsense before he beat her so severely that her whole body was black and...
And first of all, before we finish that sentence, and I don't know what it could be, there's another upside-down cartoon, Why Am I Here? And it says, and one person, two people are in jail, one says cunt, and the other says uncle. I don't understand why. Cunt and uncle. Why does it say cunt?
It says aunt and uncle.
Oh, I thought it said cunt and uncle. Okay.
And the aunt says, why am I here?
Okay, you may continue.
Blue. Nicole couldn't control her tears because she felt like her body was being torn apart. She felt so violated and damaged that she didn't know what to do. Since she couldn't control her tears, her uncle kept punching her and punching her all over her huge body until her Aunt Mary came into the room. Once she saw the damage her husband was doing to their older grandma, she called the police and tried to get her husband off of Nicole. It's weird. Before Mary was successful at taking Joe off of Nicole.
Wait. She tried to get the aunt tried to get the husband off?
Yeah.
Why? He couldn't get off? Because if this was a rape, don't they usually?
Because she was too old.
Oh. Right. Well, why didn't you? Okay, well, it's for power. Stop licking your fingers. You're a pig.
Okay.
This story is turning me on.
Before Mary
was successful at taking off of Nicole, the police arrived to their apartment.
Arrived at their apartment, shouldn't it be?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe, probably. Officer Michael grabbed Joe and threw him against the wall with all of his might.
Michael's with an apostrophe, like he is owning the officer. Michael's.
Grabbed
possessive,
Joe.
Possessive, sorry. Possessive.
It says Officer Michael's grabbed Joe, so grab Joe is like sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
I think it's a meat dish. Officer Michaels grab Joe and throw him. Well, it's bad grammar no matter how you read it.
Throw him against the wall with all of his might.
I might not.
They saw Nicole laying in the bed with a massive amount of blood covering the sheets. Nicole was rushed to the emergency room while her uncle and aunt were arrested. Mm. When she arrived to the hospital, her body was severely bruised. The doctors had to test her vaginally to see if her uncle or grandma uncle caused any severe damage.
Any server damage.
Server?
Yes.
Spell it.
Caused any damage.
Server damage.
Fortunately for Nicole, there was no internal damage done to her. The only damage that was done was mental and emotional. This 80-year-old woman lost her mother to the hands of her father, lost her virginity to the hands of a sick, disgusted uncle. Nicole was again to be all alone because her aunt and uncle were both arrested. Her grandma uncle, was arrested for molestation and harming of a elderly, and the aunt was arrested for harming of a elderly. Nicole would lay in the hospital bed at night just...
Oops.
She never thought that
Hold
she would
Hold on, back
a normal
up. Siri interrupted us. I'm sorry. Can you go back two sentences, please?
Okay.
Siri, fuck this.
Her uncle grandma was arrested for molestation and harming of a senior, and her aunt was arrested for harming of a senior. Nicole would lay in her hospital bed at night and just crying because of how lonely she was. She never thought that she would lead a normal life because all she felt was pain. Her heart felt closed off and blocked because every time she opened it up,
she opened it up, she whored a traumatizing experience.
Her nurse, Nancy Steinbecker.
Nancy.
That's a good name. Her nurse, Nancy Stonebecker, could see the pain of the little girl and wanted to find a way to help
little girl
heal from from all her pain. Nancy began talking more and more to the police, finding out about Nicole's situation and what would happen to her as she was released in 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so what happened? Turning this one around.
Oh, so we have a picture.
You're gonna rotate the page, honey.
Cheryl, what does it say? I can't even read it.
Press Command R a few times and it rotates the thing in preview.
Oh, that's great. So, okay.
There's a girl on a couch and then a girl. Hello? Hi, sweetie. It's me. Can you turn that down a bit? Sure. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. What? What?
What does that even mean? Is that from the next scene that we don't know about?
No. Mm-hmm. All right.
Can you pause for a second? You can eat something. I just need to get my phone. I don't
know where I finished all my food.
Well, then talk to Deborah about her vagina again.
My back killed me.
Pause.
Deborah? I think Deborah's dead. Deborah, are you dead? My back.
Can you hear me, honey?
Yeah, my back killing me.
Apparently, they're having like a revolt in the IRC, giant.
IRC people use that still.
All right, you may continue.
Okay.
I got my phone.
Whoops, I dropped my hand.
I got my backpack back.
Good. When they told Nancy that Nicole would be taken to live in an orphanage, Nancy began to just cry. She knew that Nicole had been through too much and needed to live in a loving home and to have a normal childhood. So she told the police that she is certified to be a foster mother and wouldn't mind taking Nicole into her family. Before Nancy was able to bring Nicole home, she had to talk it over with her family. She had came home on a Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. At 5:30 p.m. explaining to my father and I how she had this patient that has no family and needs to live in a lovely family.
That's okay, a very just, like, long skipped. Sentence.
Yeah, but it just skipped like from the third person, first person, second person. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I was very excited to hear that I was going to have a new sister. My mother telling me that, oh wait, this is a new person? New character? My mother telling me that I was going to bring Nicole home to stay.
The fuck?
With I'm confused. So it's not Nancy or Nicole.
I think this was a cut and paste accident, perhaps.
Maybe.
My
mother telling me that she was going to bring home Nicole home to stay with us changed my life.
Should I read this part?
Yeah.
Okay.
But read the first sentence and then I want to comment.
I am Tiffany Stone Bjackel.
Sounds
sexy. And I need to tell the story of my sister, Nicole.
Okay, so what I want to comment on is the T in Tiffany is lowercase. So she says, I'm Tiffany Stonebecker. The last name is capital. So I'm thinking she means like Tiffany, like a Tiffany lamp. Like she's a Tiffany Stonebecker. Like maybe she's made of stained glass. Maybe it's a conceptual piece. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was only 90 years old when my mother told us that she was going to bring home a young girl named Nicole. Old girl named Nicole. I didn't care why Nicole had to live with us. All I truly cared about was that I was finally going to have a sister to play with.
Does she mean play with, like, rocks in the pet vagina, like Lena Dunham?
She means, like, it with her fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was all alone in our penthouse in New York.
Griselda.
My family was very wealthy.
I'm sensing some Griselda realness here in this story.
Because my father was my father was a big time lawyer, and my mom is the heir to the Stonebecker Book Company. Yeah, Griselda. I was always tough. It was always tough for me being in that rich world all alone.
And embellish. So I often texted my friend Madge Weinstein in Chicago and told her how fat I was 10 times an hour.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping that by having a sister that was poor, a sister to share all the issues with would make my life easier. I was so surprised to see the effort and outcome having Nicole living in our house.
Whoa, what's that hyphen doing? Outcome hyphen having? What is that about?
Mistake.
But I was so surprised to see the effort and outcome having, with outcome having hyphenated.
Mm-hmm. Our family started out being a distant, rich family that would use the telephone to communicate within the house, so that was the drawing. Mm. We would never share family dinners together. My life was missing so much, but I did not realize how fortunate I was until Nicole walked into our door and helped change my entire lights.
Okay, bitch. Shut the fuck. Okay, so there's a picture of us two stick figure
girls. Hi, Nicole. You want to go play?
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Nicole.
And they're two stick figures, and they're one has a little more hair and a beard and a couple of lines on her dress.
A beard? Gee.
Yeah.
Well, older women do get mustaches.
See?
Continue.
It was 3 p.m.
It was 3 p.m. on the bliss It was through Pam on blistering hot summer's day in July.
We couldn't afford to use an article like A.
Mm-hmm.
Is A an article?
I don't know.
Article of an impeachment.
You're an idiot. We're all
My dumb. Mom walked into the house with Nicole holding her hand.
Bam.
And I could see just, and I could just feel our family changing.
Mm.
When my mom walked into the door, she seemed very vibrant and happier than I have ever seen her.
This is making me cry.
You read this.
Who?
You can be the mother.
Me or Deborah?
You may.
Okay, what sentence are we on?
Tiffany, I would like you to meet Nicole.
I like the brick story.
Okay, I'll be here.
Yeah, me too.
I need a mother voice, though.
We can always go to the next story.
I'm going to use my fat voice. Tiffany!
The story is very long.
No, just let's keep going. Who cares? Just comment.
It's so long, though.
Well, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. Have faith. Use your prayer hands. Tiffany! I finally got a roll. I'm going to use it. You're not going to end the story when I finally got a roll, bitch.
Tiffany, I would like you to meet Nicole.
Yeah. Before I...
No, I thought that was my whole part.
It was.
So somebody
said, "Hi, see Nicole." All I could notice was the bruises that still covered her body. She seemed so weak and fragile. It was so depressing for me to see a girl that was barely a year younger than me at 90 to be so helpless and lying. While I was saying hi to her, all I could do was stutter in my speech. I was so uncomfortable speaking with her at first because I could see her pain. I didn't know what I could do to ease her pain, but I just decided to try my best and come up with a conversation that would help her feel, "Oh, this is so horrible."
Just finish the sentence.
"Hi, Nicole.
You didn't finish the sentence.
I want to go up to my mom."
You didn't finish the sentence. Hold on, Cheryl. Finish the sentence. You midway finished the sentence with, "This is so horrible."
"Came up with a conversation that would help her feel welcomed into the family." "Hi, Nicole. You want to go up to my room and play with my toys? My adult toys?" Nicole, does this get funnier? Because
I thought this was the sex one. Why did this look like
it's
a
not
sex
funny.
Thing?
This is horrible.
Because it looked like Baby it started sex. With a rape. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Well, it did.
Just keep going. Come on. We're not just going to stop.
Why not?
Because it's a good story. People like it. She's 80. Come on. Nicole let out her hands for me to take hold of. It. This I can't
Wait,
read
I
this.
Go upstairs to my room and play with my toys. When we went upstairs, it was like she was the long-lost sister I never had. When she was alone with me, she began to open up and just let things flow naturally. Here you go, Daddy.
Tiffany, I have never... Have you ever felt pain and hurt living in this house? Do you know how it feels to be all alone in the world with no one there to love you?
It's very hard going up... in a household where you will get whatever you desire. I don't have to want for anything. I love my parents with all my heart. I know they love me because they will. I know they love me because they will, but their work on hold to take me out and show me that I'm loved.
Take you out?
I honestly don't know how it feels to have to not have parents, but I do know how it feels to be all myself in my...
Okay, skip to page 29, trust me. Just skip to page 29 and start
29?
29.
I mean, I'm on 6. Jesus.
It's labeled page 8.
Oh, my God. Go to the one... It says, "No one can imagine how wonderful it is to see a girl." Do you see that page?
Page 8, hold on.
Page 29, where do you get 8?
This is a news story.
Because, honey, it's page, this is the, in the story. It's
page on the bottom of your page, Daddy.
Okay, page 8 then, fine.
Yeah, geez.
No one can imagine. Start it, Deborah, go. This is you.
Wait, is it Nicole or?
No one can imagine, just you read.
No one can imagine how wonderful it is to see a girl like Nicole to be extremely happy. My family was excited. Wait, this is her. This is okay.
Just fucking read it.
No one can imagine how wonderful it is to see a girl like Nicole to be extremely happy. My family was excited when she started dating Mitch because he was everything she needed in her life. He was the Prince Charming Nicole needed in her life. He was 6 foot tall, blonde hair, blue-eyed, guest model, and expiring
actor. No, you aspiring, Deborah. Don't change it to make it worse than it even is.
That went to our high school. He was the senior, it really says that, while Nicole and I were junior at our private high school.
High school slash nursing home.
Yeah. Mitch was a very patient man when he came to the relationship.
T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah.
He wanted an entire year to get to know. I am! Be quiet!
No, waited, not wanted.
What?
You said he wanted an entire year. It's waited.
Oh,
totally different word, Deborah.
Okay. He waited an entire year to get to know her personally before he wanted to date her. We all became very best friends in that time period. Mitch knew everything about Nicole and I, and we knew everything about him. We learned that his family life was...
No. Oh, okay, I see. Mitch knew everything about Nicole and I and we.
And we
which is such a strange... Everything. Nicole and I and we. Okay, whatever.
We learned that his family life was a non-existent one. His parents were never around, and the only person that loved him and showed him love was his... was his nanny, Miss Snickerbell.
Okay, no. You can't fuck this up. Read the whole sentence again, and it's Ms., not Miss.
Ms. Snickle.
Read it.
His parents were never around, and the only person that loved him and showed him love was his nanny, Ms. Snickerbarrel. Nicole knew how to make Mitch feel loved and that he desired so much. She was...
Why are you taking pills, Cheryl? During the grime, you have to take pills?
She's taking an antidepressant because this story's so bad.
Yeah,
we went straight to the Snicker barrel, okay?
She was a shoulder for him to lean on when he was in need. It was only a matter of time before they became the most desired couple in a senior living higher education school. Nicole was a beautiful girl that had a golden complexion that every girl in school desired. Most people had to go... Stop!
Jesus, Cheryl. Stop it.
Most people had to go tanning in order to... Most people had to go tanning in order to try to get the color that Nicole had. Her skin was so leathery and beautiful and pure that she didn't even need to wear a drop of makeup. She had a long golden blonde hair that flowed down her back, and
you just said she had a long golden blonde hair.
Okay. It made it better. Shut up. And when it blowed in the wind, it would still look beautiful. When a person would look into her deep blue eyes, they would just be mesmerized because they were so hypnotizing. Everything about Nicole was so unbelievable that no words can do her any justice.
Okay. Skip to page 10. I love him with all my heart. And then we've got some nice role-playing coming up later in this page.
Oh, I'm almost out of pages. I only got one page left.
You're an idiot.
Wait, I'm being serious. Hold on.
I'm being serious, too.
Me, too.
Okay, pass the up-down. I can only read until like the half of the second paragraph, and I got to get the iPad.
Why? I
didn't print it, all of it.
You print? You have all these contraptions. You spend thousands and thousands of dollars and go into debt for your Apple products. You live for those. Are you shitting? I can't take this.
Keep reading.
You're shitting, Cheryl.
I love him with all my heart, but he won't accept the fact that I don't want to have sex right now. He overstepped his boundaries. He oversteps his boundaries all of the time. I tell him to stop, and it takes me telling him if he loves me, he would stop doing unfriendly.
I tell him to stop, and it takes me telling him if he loves me, he would stop doing unfriendly touches to my body. That is such a hard sentence.
Jesus.
I tell him to stop, and it takes me telling him if he loves me, he would stop. Doing unfriendly touches to my body. No quotation marks, no commas, no semicolons, nothing. Just pure words.
I am afraid that one day he might get so overly excited that he rapes me.
Who is this part?
Cheryl.
Who is this?
This is my part, Tiff. Yeah. You need to break up with me. Oh, sorry. I think this is a man. Isn't
no. It? Him. You need to break up with him. Oh, no. This is me. This is the mother.
You sure?
Yeah.
Tiff, you need to break up with him now. I'm a fat voice. I don't want you to go through what I went through as a child. He just wants sex. And he will do whatever he can when he get what he wants. He doesn't love you. If he loved you, he would...
Garden.
If he loved... What? What?
You sound like Nose Garden.
Oh, no, I'm a fat-voiced woman. If he loved you, he would never hurt you at all.
Maybe black, too, but whatever.
Like with Mitch, we have talked about sex. I told him that I love him with all my heart. When we make love, I want it to be when he knows that he will want to spend the rest of his life with me. Mitch told me that sex isn't important to him. He loves me for me, and he will wait until the day we get married if he has to. Oh, maybe it wasn't a woman. Steve doesn't love you, and you need to find someone that does. Your virginity needs to be shared with someone that you love, and it needs to be your choice.
Oh, sorry, that was Cheryl's part. Sorry, Cheryl. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hold on.
I know you were right.
I'm trying to find it.
You weren't listening? How do you comment if you're not paying attention?
I am, but I told you I ran out of paper, so I'm loading on the iPhone.
How long does it take to load it? What, do you want a TRS-80? You have got to put a floppy disk in and press load?
I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
Oh, my God, on a wheel. You're losing the suspense.
I know. Hold on. Up.
I know you are right, Nick. I know you are right, Nicole. I really do. But I'm afraid to break up with Steve. I don't know how he will take it. You need to be strong. If I can overcome all of my hardships and find the man of my dreams, you can break up with a jerk that doesn't deserve you. From that instant, I decided to call Steve.
Hello?
Hello?
Can I speak with Steve?
Tiffany, it's me.
Steve, I would like you to come over to the house today so that we can talk.
Talk about what, Tiffany?
I would rather just discuss it in person. This is no matter to discuss over the phone.
Oh, really? Well, I will be over in a hurry.
Can you say, oh, really, one more time?
Oh, really? Well, I will be over in a hurry.
Well, that's a good one to cycle. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I hung up the phone, I could just imagine what was going through his perverted 180-year-old mind. He was thinking that I wanted to have sex with him. Oh, would he be surprised when he found out what I really wanted from him? About 10 minutes later, Steve arrived to the house. I was preparing the speech in my mind over and over. Ding dong. Come on in, Steve.
That's you still.
Let's go into the living room so that we can talk. With a huge grin on his face, Steve replied.
Wouldn't it be better if we talked in your bedroom?
Bedroom. In a very stern voice, I said, no, Steve. I mean, we need to talk. This is exactly what I'm talking about. All you can think about is sex. I don't want sex. I'm very happy with being a virgin. And I want, waiting to give my special gift to a man.
Herpes.
Because you don't care about my feelings or needs. I think it's time for us to break up.
Who put this bullshit in your head? Did that little prude bitch sister of yours tell you to break up with me?
First of all, Steve, don't you ever call my sister a bitch or anything else. The issue is between you and me. Your disrespectful actions towards me when we are alone helped me to come to this disgust. I want you out of my house and out of my life.
Oh, dear. I don't need to have a little bitch like you in my life anyways. Two words. I never loved you. All I wanted to do was fuck you. Too bad I didn't. But I will promise you that if I will get a piece of you or your bitch-ass sister.
Oh. He said as he stormed out the door. I didn't care that he said all those things because Nicole was right. He was a worthless jerk that didn't deserve to be with me. Nicole and Mitch heard all of the things he said, and they came running downstairs. Heathered.
Heather, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Continue with Tiffany. Tiffany, I am so sorry.
Resend it real fast.
Are you fucking me?
It won't load. I had it on the phone and then it crashed. It won't pull it back up. It won't open it in the iBooks app.
Well, you could have said that earlier.
I didn't want to ruin it. I was trying to listen to y'all.
Well, you're ruining it now, aren't you? Okay, I'm emailing it.
iBooks.
I'm emailing it. It's sending. It's a sending message.
I just sent it in Skype.
Oh, that'll be did that come? Did it come? Skype? Doesn't it take like an hour to send something in Skype, or did they fix that?
It says it's got 30 minutes left, but I'm sure it'll speed up once I just play it.
Well, I'm sending it's 16.8 megabit file, and it's still sending in my mail.
Jesus. I had it in mail, but it wouldn't open, and then when I finally opened it, it crashed.
Cheryl, did you watch the new RuPaul's, season premiere?
I don't watch that shit.
I know. Who is making that noise?
Me.
I don't like it. Oh, Deborah, did you get it?
I wish there were a prolapse.
Yes, what page are we on?
What page are we on?
One moment. We are on page 37 of the PDF.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we at?
Tiffany, I'm so sorry. That's your line.
Third paragraph. Tiffany, I'm so sorry. That's Steve.
This is Steve.
Get to it.
Okay. Tiffany, I'm so sorry that Steve was so cold to you.
Hold on. You read it like there's a comma. There was no comma.
Okay. Tiffany, I'm so sorry that Steve was so cold to you. I wouldn't have... I thought my best friend would have treated this... Would treat the sister of the woman I love that way.
You read like Juan Gonzalez of Democracy Now!, Deborah. But that's okay.
Yes, I'm on.
Mitch, don't worry about it. It's not your fault at all. Steve is just a horny jerk that wouldn't know a good woman if she ran him over with a quora.
I don't understand what he meant, that he is going to get a piece of me or you. I don't want to have to deal with that. I don't think I can handle any more psycho men trying to hurt me. If he hurts you, Tiff, I don't know what I would do. This is so messed up.
I think he means hurts your Tiff, like your image, like a Tiff file, a graphic design.
Talk to you. I think I'm going to go talk to Mom and Dad because I want to restraining order against him.
Mitch began to console Nicole and tried to reassure everything would be okay. Baby, I love you, and I wouldn't let anything happen to you. I will talk to Steve and make sure that he doesn't touch you with the other nail. Nicole, Steve is a jerk that is mad that he couldn't score with a virgin. There is nothing to worry about. Trust me.
Can I?
And then it says, the next sentence says, Tiffany, trust me. What? Somebody read that.
Tiffany, trust me. If you have went through what I have, you would know the signs of a rapist. And when they are speaking in a serious matter or joking.
She's been around, even though she's a virgin.
The tone of the voice he used when he said he would get a piece of one of us was very serious. So we need to be very careful.
Rapist.
I really wished I had believed Nicole when she told me what Steve was capable of. I hate myself for not letting her go to our parents about what was said in that room that day by Steve.
And then No, are there asterisks? Can you say asterisks three times?
Yes, sir,
those are power flowers.
Or say it like this, Cheryl. Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Say it. Cheryl, say it or I'm going to have Venus say it.
Asterisk, asterisk. Please have her say it.
You know, Pablo, yeah. The only person in comments is that horrible white supremacist, even though he's Latin. Pablo, he said we should have replaced Deborah with Vina.
Well, I don't disagree. We're better to have a different.
Hold on.
Nicole.
Hold on, we're not ready yet. Hold on. Wait, isn't Vina working? Even Vina won't. Vina's not working.
It's a PDF file, you stupid bitch.
I typed and pasted things.
But maybe she doesn't read that.
Oh, yes. You're right. Let me try this.
Nicole.
Asterisk. I gotta spell it out.
You gotta type on asterisk.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Sorry, this is taking a long time.
It's okay, it takes
asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Vina's talking too fast, but oh well.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Okay.
Nicole and Mitch have been together for about 3 years now. And
Nicole and Mitch have been together for about 3 years. Number W and dot E. Engaged to get married. Nicole Wood.
Grow like.
Glow. Okay, so we skipped
glow like
some
a fluorescent
time.
Light bulb whenever she would visit my apartment. Nicole and Mitch had their wedding planned in had their wedding planned in for when Mitch graduates from Yale University. Okay.
That's a good sentence.
Right now it is April and he is going to graduate next month. Nicole came over to my apartment today to talk to me about the wedding and to tell me some secrets. I hate that it swaps back and forth between different, you know, persons. It doesn't
I'm
make
so
sense.
Excited.
I wonder if baby Jane Inward
gets marry a man.
I wonder if baby shush, I'm commenting. Cheryl, I'm commenting. I wonder if baby Jane Inward, like if she had to actually critique that, I wonder how that went. I would love to hear that. All right, go ahead.
Tiff, I am so excited. I can't wait until I marry Mitch. He is the only man in this world that I trust so much. I love the way he touches me and kisses me. When he caresses me and I lay in his arms at night, I don't tense up for fear that he is going to take advantage of me.
Cheryl, why do you read it like you're sleeping? I don't like that.
Because I want it to be ironic.
Nicole, have you guys made love yet? What, is that a question?
No, it's a sentence. Nicole, have you guys made love yet?
Oh. Nicole, have you guys
made
love yet?
No, there's no comma, Cheryl. Deborah, don't read like there's a comma. There ain't a comma.
Oh, Jesus. The things you were describing to me sounds like you guys have finally experienced each other's love by becoming one.
By becoming one.
I made love the night he proposed to me. Oh, you wouldn't believe how wonderful that night was. Oh, God. He put red rose petals all over the bedroom floor. Then I slept and fell, and now I'm disabled. There was about 5 dozen roses all around the room, Tiff.
No comma.
Tiff. He also ordered some gold
rocks
and platinum coated roses and
what?
Had them all around the bed on the nightstand. What?
Black. Okay. Fuck that, I want a home pod.
There were red rose petals all over the bed. It was so bad. It was so wonderful. He was so gentile with me that night. It was so comforting to be with a man that loved me with all of his heart. He kissed my entire body from head to toe. He licked me in places and in ways I can't describe. The way he made me feel before he slowly entered my body.
Finally some sex.
Made me melt. He was so slow and gentle with the strokes of his manhood. I wasn't in too much pain.
It's always going to be manhood, is it? We're not going to hear any other synonym? Just manhood?
Dick.
I could feel the love. Hold on, I got to add a sound effect to this. I could feel the love he had for me because he was very slow and gentle with me. He treated my body as if it was his own. Tiff, you need to have sex when you are in love?
Who doesn't? I mean, does anybody not have sex when they're in love? That's kind of wasteful.
There is.
Well, you could be unrequited love, Deborah.
You need to cook when you have a stove. Cheryl, Deborah, make sure you cook when you have a stove, honey. Don't wait until after the stove's gone.
You obviously have never been in a gay bathhouse.
Let me continue.
Will you stop that fucking breathing?
There is no other feeling.
Cheryl, it's too loud. It's gonna cut. It's gonna. It's gonna duck your voice.
There is no other feeling than a man inside of you that loves you more than he loves himself.
I want to go back to this, what Deborah was saying. Deborah, you don't have to be in love to have sex. Where are you from that you think that?
No, I'm saying if you're in love, of course you're going to have sex, honey. That's what she was saying.
But you could have unrequited love. Like, what if you love Ellen DeGeneres and she doesn't love you?
You fucking rape her. Duh.
Okay.
Jesus. Have you not seen what happened to that stalker that stalked that lady that sung the song in the 90s?
Paula Poundstone?
No. The other one that's like, what was her name?
Gerda Blomquist?
The one that does the commercials for the animals that get abused.
Lady Bunny.
Yes. Donate today to save the animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Continue.
Cunt in you.
It's your turn, Deborah.
I am so happy that Mitch made your first time something to remember. Who is going to be Mitch's best man? Is that so me or you?
I'm baffled that this was
Sarah McLachlan,
a piece. Yeah. This was a piece that was written for a fiction creative writing 101.
What the fuck did you think it was for? What did you think it was for?
So this means that, like, this was shared in a class and people discussed this shit.
Well, it's
if teachers can have guns, they can have this in a classroom.
Right. Is it worse than an M16 or whatever the fuck, AR-15, whatever the fuck?
Second semester junior.
I can actually go to college now, though.
You act like she's trying to. It's probably the scary thing is it probably really happened to her.
And you know, Sarah McLachlan wrote a song about that stalker that won't
ever since that stupid stuff Steve sent to you about getting a piece of us, Mitch stopped communicating with him as much. Mitch called Steve and told him, we're getting married. But when Steve asked if he was going to be the best man, Mitch told him, no! I told Steve. I think Steve was very angry. But Mitch explained to him that it wouldn't be fair to his new friends from Yale to have an old high school friend be a best man when they rarely talk. Long sentence.
We're almost done with this paragraph. You can do it.
You know that you are my only maid of honor. I love you so much, Tiff. But I really need to get going back to the apartment. It is getting really late.
No, Nicole, please don't leave. Just stay, because I have a very bad feeling about you leaving out at 12 a.m. on a Friday night.
Can't imagine what's going to happen.
I will define you.
Wait. There is a picture of a woman or a testicle hanging upside down with an arrow going into her upside down area.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Really? The police are on their way.
See, you're giving it that you can't. We can't do the pictures because the pictures are too much. They're from later. You know what I mean? By reading the picture, I mean it's foreshadowing. I don't know.
Whatever. Tiff, don't worry, I'll be fine. Go ahead.
I read that already. Now you read the next part. My voice hurts.
Okay. Sometimes. Where did you leave off, honey?
I sometimes wish.
Okay. I sometimes wish I had made a bigger effort to keep her with me that night. I couldn't shake the feeling that my dear sister was in grave danger if she left to go to her apartment. Before she left my apartment, I made her call me on her cell phone and stay on the phone with me until she got home.
Makes it safe.
This is horrible. She was walking down the street on her way to the apartment. Her apartment was only two blocks down, like the band, but I just wanted her to be safe. I was more freaked out about her past than she was. It only took her about 15 minutes to arrive to her apartment.
If I'm getting ready to open my door.
Ha, ha, ha.
Nicole, very funny. Don't tease me. I'm just worried about you.
Ah! How did you get inside here? Please leave, Steve. Get your hands off me. No, don't. Please don't.
Nicole! Wallace, please answer me!
Hold on.
When I heard that I was... Wait.
Just read
when
it.
When I heard that, period.
No, don't invent a period.
When I heard that, I was completely terrified and called the police to tell them to rush over to my sister's apartment. Hello? The cell phone was never hung up so I could hear what was going on in the background. Steve shoved her to the ground.
See, bitch?
See,
bitch? I told you I would get a piece of you or your sister.
Please, Cheryl. Just go, Steve. I don't want any trouble. Please don't hurt me.
Cheryl, you're not reading like somebody who's just been raped. Read it right.
Yeah, we're going to redo.
Read it right. No ironic.
The phone was never hung up. Please, I could hear what was going on to the background. Steve shoved her to the ground.
Wait. Are we doing it all over again?
Yes. No. The phone was never... Yes, because that's what they do in Hollywood.
Okay.
The cell phone was never hung up so I could hear what was going on in the background. Steve shoved her to the ground.
See, bitch, I told you I would get a piece of you or your sister.
Please just go, Steve. I don't want any trouble. Please don't hurt me.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Say another word and I'll beat you until you will shut your mouth.
Okay, I picture this as like the next season 2 of Westworld. I can see this getting played out at the park.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we're not doing the photo, right?
No, after all that, after that.
After that all, after that. After that all, I...
Heart. Just read it right. Read it the way it says it.
After that, all I heart was Nicole whimpering and pleading very silently.
That's funny.
When it sounded
then.
Like...
Stop laughing. Just read it. Be a grown-up.
Then it sounded like Steve was pounding on her body. He had to be hurting her really badly because I started hearing the screams that sounded like he was murdering her.
Ah, ooh. Go ahead. Read that again, someone.
Is that...
Coming from the end of the phone.
Cheryl, make...
All like, ah, wait, shut up, because you're going to read it fast.
Cheryl, read the sounds. Ah, ah, ooh.
Is that what I heard coming from the end of the phone? All I could think to myself was what in the world was taking the police so long to rescue her. Then I heard Steve start screaming at her.
Bitch, I told you to shut the fuck up. Now your little sister, stupid ass, has to pay. I will hang up the phone so Tiffany won't have to hear your last words.
With Lawrence O'Donnell. After he said that, all I could think to myself was, the damn police need to hurry up. I decided to...
What are you laughing?
She's insane. So just read it.
I picture this being made into a real movie with Meryl Streep, and she's playing all three parts.
Okay.
I decided to run to her apartment myself because I couldn't bear to lose my sister. When I finally arrived to her apartment, I saw the police. Hold on. I saw the police take Steve in handcuffs. I asked the officers what happened to Nicole, and they said she was rushed to the hospital because she was doing very well. Like, go ahead, Cheryl. I can't read anymore.
Is that it at the hospital? I called my mother, father, and Mitch.
No. Don't speed read. You're not Vina. Come on.
The only thing I was thinking was why God would punish Nicole anymore. Why would this happen to my sister? Haven't she been through enough pain in her life? When I arrived at the hospital, I was told Nicole was in the ICU. Hilarious.
Cheryl. Can you speak to the mic? Because you're sounding
is
like...
so funny.
You're muffled, Cheryl.
So funny.
Cheryl, you're muffled. Don't muffle.
Oh, this is so funny.
Before I went into the room, it is funny. Deborah's in tears. Now read the really? Fucking thing.
Cannot stop. This is so.
Well, you fucking. Well, I'm going to read it then. Before I went into the room, I asked the nurse how bad my sister was. She told me that my sister suffered very severe injuries. Her entire body would be forever scarred with cuts. She has lost a ton of blood because he cut her vaginal area severely. If she survives this incident, she will never be able to have sex or children again. When I saw her, I could barely recognize her. That jerk did a horrible number on her. Her face was swollen and bloody. You would never think that she was a model. It was horrible what he did to her. He bruised her entire body severely. Her arms were blackish blue with cunts all over them. Tears fill up my eyes when I try to think of what he did to her vagina. It's so disgusting how he mutilated her entire body in such a short amount of time. I sat there crying in the hopes that she would speak to me.
Oh God, Nicole, this is all my fault. I should never have let this happen to you. If I never dated this ass, you would never have had to experience this pain again.
Well, I was sitting next to Nicole. My parents walk in and hold me in their arms. They tried to let me know that everything will be okay.
Anthony, please don't worry, okay? This isn't your fault, and please don't blame yourself. You need to be strong for your sister at a time like this.
Did you call Mitch and tell him what happened?
He said that he will be here shortly. Luckily for us, Mitch was already in New York for the weekend, making special arrangements for the wedding.
I told my parents with a shaky voice. About 10 minutes later, Mitch arrived to the hospital. All four of us were standing around Nicole in that hospital room. The doctor came in and told us Nicole probably wouldn't severe.
Severe?
Severe? Nicole probably wouldn't.
Is this severe? More.
Nicole probably wouldn't severe more than a few hours. She had lost so much blood during the attack. While the doctor was talking to Nicole, opened her
Jesus
eyes
crying.
And began to speak to us. Her voice is very soft and weak. I love you guys with all my heart. Mitch, I am so happy that I made love to you before all this happened to me. Oh, wait, this is you, Cheryl. Bitch, wait.
Oh, God. Since when did I become the girl that's dying?
I thought you were.
Oh.
Was I the girl that was dying?
No, it was.
No, you are the girl. No, you're the girl that's dying because remember, I was scared when you were going home.
She's right. You're the dying girl, Cheryl.
Okay. I love you guys with all my heart. Mitch, I am so happy that I made love to you before all of this happened to me. I have lived a long and wonderful life. I came from a life of heartache and pain to one of love and joy.
And my vagina hurts and is bleeding. No, sorry.
It was only natural that God would have me die in the manner of which I was conceived.
Vaginally?
This is no one's fault, and Tiff, please don't blame yourself. Even
that is the wait. Hold on. That is the most fucked up sentence in this whole thing. It is only natural that God would have me die in the manner of which I was conceived. What does that mean? Because she was raped? It's like somehow poetic justice because she was born. What
I was meant to be on this earth to bless your family with love and compassion. All God wanted me to do was to touch people's lives with my heart and love. I've accomplished everything that I have set out to do. I do have one request of you, and Mitch Tiff. What's a Mitch Tiff?
I think I meant Mitch.Tiff.
Okay. Mitch Tiff is a smaller file, more compression.
No, Tiff is not compressed at all.
I want you guys to try to be together. What? I know you love Mitch just as much as I do. That's disgusting.
Mitch, I want you to spend time with the person that you can share my memory with. I know all of you love me and don't want me to die, but I am dying and I will miss you. Just never forget my memory. I will always be grateful for what you have done for me.
By the way, did you guys know that in Illinois it's legal to marry your first cousin as long as you're over 50? Both of you. Go ahead.
Then the fun's over with once you're 50, right?
That's the point.
Those were the lost things that Nicole ever said to us. She shortly after she stopped speaking.
Somebody was up late at night finishing this in time for a deadline.
Her laugh was the one that words can't describe. All I know is that the misery of her life helped to bring joy to everyone around her because they got off on it. I would have never thought that misery and pain could grate such beauty.
Can you read the last sentence of the story better than that, please? Try again.
I would have never thought that misery and pain could grate such beauty.
I would never. Oh, it is hard. I would never. It's hard because it's wrong. I would have never thought that misery and pain could grate such beauty.
Could grate such beauty like a block of cheese.
So she's like, she's got the last sentence and she makes it horrible. Like she doesn't even proofread the last sentence. Anyway, that story's over. I really hope everyone in the audience enjoyed it and is inspired to donate, even though they haven't. We've gotten one donation during this grum.
Our donations are going to abuse victims. Mm-hmm. That's abusevictims.org.
Which basically is anyone who listened to this show.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a twist on this one. I was thinking they were going to give her a mirror, and her vagina wasn't going to be all cut up or anything. It was just for her to learn her lesson that she should not make up lies about people raping her, because when you make jokes and stuff like that,
well, you know what?
Stuff can happen.
It was a slow start, but I'm glad we skipped those other parts and got straight to Mrs. Snickerdoodle and then the vagina.
Yeah, but they're gonna.
When Meryl Streep films it, I wonder what actions she will take.
Can you ask Baby? Is Baby Jane still in the chat room? Baby Jane, is the next story better? Because I hope so. Because we need. Can we maybe? Can you? I think we need a better one next time. Like more action. What do you think? Or was that good?
Well, I mean, it did make me fall out so hard I was crying.
All right, we'll just keep going with this. Brilliant. Are these all from the same author, or are they just all from the...
It's got to be.
Is this one of those, like, what college is this from where there was creative writing? Is this one of those, like, hard inner-city schools that's free and, like, keeps people out of gangs?
This is why we need vouchers, right? Am I right, Betsy?
Betsy's on this. I'm sure, like, Trump is going to show this at his next, you know, like... State of the Union. Look at these kids are learning.
Every time he has a press conference, he has the paper stacks next to him. That's what's actually in the papers.
Come.
But this actually gives me like hope that I can go to college. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you are an idiot.
So, you know, I think I could do a better job.
Oh my God, this is so sad, you guys. So I'm looking. Do you know since the last grum we did a week ago, we've only gotten $25? So including today's donations. That's so sad. Why do people hate us all of a sudden?
No calls. But, you know, things change. I actually think this is better than calls.
Well, I was thinking we could call that the hot college movers if you want.
What's up, Jim? Yeah.
What is this?
Tiffany needs hot movers for her to get off while she's moving.
Oh, my God.
She can just finger her cunt.
I want to show a video, but it's probably going to get me kicked off of Ustream.
Don't do it.
No, you'll like it, though. I should have posted
it. Well, people on the audio cannot hear the video, though. Or
well, they could if they were
the
in Ustream.
But we don't have an audience.
So who gives a shit?
Exactly.
It's a really good video.
So the person that did this wrote it was a psychology major? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You said no, baby.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you want to call the movers, the hot, sexy movers?
Up to you.
It's called College Hunks Hauling Junk. Let's call them. Deborah, will you talk?
Yes.
Oh, we got $5. Somebody gave us $5.
Great. Wait. Before we make the call, why don't we say if they want a call, we should have made it out. Like, if you want a call, you have to make a donation.
Oh, I don't care. Obviously. We don't have enough time. I've got to be done in less than a half hour. I don't have time for that shit. All right, let's see. If they don't want to go to hell, they'll donate. How's that? You know what I mean? You're a woman of... Aren't you a biblical woman, Deborah? Hello?
Yes, very. I'm Christian-like.
You're Christian, so you can send people to hell, I think, right?
Yes, just by thought.
Oh, Edith just gave us 30. Thank you, honey. Thanks, hunty.
What did Edith think about it? That's what matters.
What did Vince think about it?
Yeah, Vince and Edith.
Do we really want to know?
Yeah. I think Vince liked it. He liked last week. Somebody left a comment on my Facebook that they enjoyed it. At first, they were thinking it was going to be stupid, but then they actually enjoyed it thought it was funny.
Pablo really loved you.
Well, that's an always. That's a given.
Listen, that's the other thing I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show, but we really need people to post comments on yeastradio.com on the blog. We really need comments because the only person that comments is Republican crazies who have guns.
But do we need
no teeth?
No teeth. We just need comments for basically, they have no useful thing except for your own validation, correct?
What hurts?
You just need validation. That's all it is.
Why is it not letting me call this number? Oh my God, I want to die from Skype.
Right? Is that what it is, Madge?
What's the question?
You just need validation. That's why you want the comments.
And I need the fucking money. Oh, the...
Yep.
No, I don't want validation. I want comments. I want to read them. And that's the only thing that's permanent. The Facebook shit isn't permanent. The Yeast Radio blog is how people will always see this in 10 years. It's important. Correct. I want to know what people think. And it's not just for fucking my fragile ego, you stupid bitch.
I didn't say ego. I said for validation.
Yes, that's the same fucking thing. Validation.
No, it's not. Okay, well, then why when you go to a goddamn gas station... It validates your credit card. Is that ego? No, it's just there to validate.
Why don't you just take heroin and be done with it?
Yeah, maybe I'll.
What kind of questions?
At least I'd lose the weight. What? I'd get two things in one. I'd lose the weight and I'd lose my teeth. Therefore, I'd make more money on the streets.
What happens if these people moving things aren't attractive?
Oh my God, I can't. I'm trying to add this. I'm trying to call like I
can
always
you get a
do
refund?
When I want to make a phone call and add it. And it's saying if I make this call, it will fucking hang up on you guys. They fuck Skype so hard in the ass.
Because they don't want it used for prank phone calls.
Oh, fuck them. Seriously, how do I add... Okay, go to call. Now I want to add this. Let me try it now.
Why don't you use the previous version of Skype like I had? Stop upgrading.
Because I
it
don't...
It forces fucking... you.
No, it doesn't. I have version 37.
Wow, it's not letting me do it. This is crazy. Maybe if I add it to contacts. God, I hate Skype. I hate Microsoft. Oh, but Common is the spokesperson. Thanks. Thanks, Common. You're really doing a good job supporting
Common.
Microsoft.
Common.
How do I add somebody to my phone book? Do I have to go to a new app for that?
Probably.
Common.
Come on. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? What the fuck is this?
Okay, can somebody please tell me
when I was
can somebody please tell me how I can make phone calls like I used to for the past 500 years? Okay? Do I have to add, how do I add a contact in Skype?
I don't know.
Google your question.
Oh my God, I don't have time to Google. Cheryl, figure it out. Help me.
How do I make
How
a
do
call?
I add a contact? How do I add a contact in Skype? Skype, whatever the fuck version this is, asshole.
And 8.18.0.6.
Right. Stop it.
Go to contacts. Select.
Where's contacts?
Contact icon.
Where's that? I don't see a contacts. Do you?
Is there a menu?
No. There is a menu, yeah. File, edit, view, Windows.
Why don't you just click on help and then start typing?
Oh, no. Type it in search Skype. That's how you do it.
What do I type?
Type the contact's name, the number.
Yeah, but I need to add a contact.
I'm telling you how to do it, you fucking bitch.
Okay, you want
type
me to go to
the
help?
Number.
In where? Where?
In the search Skype window.
You mean under help? Because that's the only search Skype.
No.
No.
There's no search Skype window.
Yes, there is in the left-hand top. There's your face, under your face.
Okay,
yeah?
I see.
Okay. I type the number.
Yeah, I typed it.
Yeah.
It says no results found.
And then, okay.
Gotcha.
Stop it.
And then you can say, you can send them an invite to join Skype or
How?
Call the number.
Okay, I have the number. Okay, I pasted it into the search Skype box, right? Now what do I do?
Awesome.
What do I do?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see?
No!
If I press enter, nothing happens. It's just searching, people. Call number. If I press that, you know what it says? You can be connected only one call at a time. Do you want to hang up the current call and start a new one?
Let's see.
So how do I add them?
I see at the top. I see what it is. Okay, go see where that is. Okay. Now look, you know, the thing that says green and it says go to call?
Yeah. No.
Now next to that, there's a... Yes.
What?
There's a screen.
Okay, you know where the search thingy is?
Search contacts, yeah.
No, search Skype.
Yeah.
Okay, you see where it says Madge Weinstein, Deborah, and Sharon Murkowski in the chat window?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then there's a little plus button you can add to chat.
Yeah, but it doesn't fucking work. Because you press that, and I paste the phone number, it says no results found for 312-940-3484, right?
It says add to group.
It doesn't say that. Oh, it
no,
says,
you're clicking the wrong plus.
Yes,
honey.
Yes, it says add to group at the top. You're right. But when you type the number in, it says no results found for 312-940-3484. You can send them.
It says,
I'm reading. And then under that, it says you can send them an invite to join Skype or call this number, right? So I press call this number, okay? With me? Are you with me?
Yes.
So now I press call this number, and it shows the number, and it says covered by subscription with another like little floating modal. So I press that, okay, the number. Then it says ongoing call. You can be connected only to one call at a time. Do you want to hang up the current call and start a new one? So do you understand what I'm saying? It's a fucking bug. It doesn't fucking work. So will you call the goddamn number for me on your end? Because Skype is a piece of shit. Thanks, Common. Do you see it? The number. I just pasted
it. Hold on. Let me see if I can do it.
Okay, paste the number. I pasted it. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking
shit. Isn't that the Chicago number?
It's a Chicago number, yes. It's a local
trip. Yeah, but that's not, there's an 800 number too.
Well, any number isn't fucking working, okay? This is the number that was on the goddamn truck that I saw.
Well, okay, can you hear my audio?
I only hear you, yeah.
All right, hold on, let's get this fixed first if I call it.
Here,
God, I fucking hate Skype.
204.
Can you hear my song?
No, just
what about
voice.
Now?
I only hear your voice.
What about now?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Can you hear me then?
If I what about now?
No.
Really?
Really.
Now?
No. See, I was thinking if I added this number as a contact, it would let me add it. But I don't see any place to add it, add contacts. If I go to the address book, contacts, there's no place to add one. It just says a search. I heard a sound effect. Was that you, Deborah?
What about now?
I hear a song. Yeah, it's working. I heard a song and then a crash of a car.
Okay, does everything sound good now?
Yes.
Okay.
Just call before I run out of time. Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die.
Jesus, Cheryl, I'm going to revoke that license. You don't use that shit anymore.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. This call may be recorded for training and quality purposes.
Can you hear it?
Please listen carefully to the following four choices before making your selection. If you have an existing appointment or a question on a completed service, please press 1. If you are moving to a new address and would like a quote for moving services, press 2. If you have items you no longer need and would like them removed, or please enter the 5-digit zip code for the starting address of your move.
What? Can you just say agent?
Without the zip code of where the move will begin,
60657.
I direct you to the nearest branch.
60657.
Enter the 5-digit zip code for the starting address of your move.
Cheryl, Deborah, 60657. Punch it
I've
in.
Already packaged
Thank
them
you for calling College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. We are sorry, but our sales center is currently closed.
Fucking cunt.
Did you call the 800 number?
AM to 9 p.m.
Good going, Madge.
Well, it took you so long. It's because of Skype. They closed. They closed like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Lord. Here she goes with her little beeps.
Who?
Now that wasn't the 1-800 number. Hold on. I'll call.
Maybe you should try that as the one on their website.
I'm just so amazed at Skype for having such a horrible bug. Like, and millions of people use this piece of shit.
Thank you for choosing College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. This call may be recorded for training and quality purposes. Please listen carefully to the following four choices before making your selection. If you have an existing appointment or a question on a completed service, please press 1. If you are moving to a new address and would like a quote for moving services, press 2. If you have items you...
Please try again.
Thank you for choosing College Hunks Hauling...
Stop.
Thank you for calling College
it.
Hunks Hauling
right.
Junk Moving.
Oh my
we are
God.
Sorry, but our sales center is currently
closed.
Okay, stop it. Just stop that guy's voice. I want to shoot him in the vagina.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did some free advertising today.
Okay. We have to call. I want to call Skype to complain, but there's no number for Skype, so we'll have to call Apple to complain about Skype, okay? Because it's an Apple computer we're using, right?
Can you call Microsoft?
No, we're going to call Apple to complain about Skype because this is an Apple computer. We're going to have to call Apple Sales. Can you call, or do I have to, am I able to do that maybe? Let's see. I can't believe how bad Skype is. Deborah, will you do that? Do you understand what to do? No, you're too dumb.
So we're calling. Okay.
Can you call Apple Sales? Because I don't
know.
Are
they going to open this time of night?
Yes, they're always open. We used to call them a lot.
Okay, let me get the number.
I can't add anything.
Thank you for calling Luminous Air, the Jesus home of Christ. The most trusted professional makeup
Luminous
brand
Air.
On Earth. Our office is currently closed.
It's not Apple. The number didn't work, Cheryl.
I gave you a number.
Welcome to Apple. Your call Yay. May be recorded for quality assurance. I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences.
Man, so, no. Denny's black now.
I know.
I'm...
Did she name it Denny?
One moment, please.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet.
Don't. Hello?
He's still typing. Give him
pussy good or nothing.
Stop.
Please hold while I transfer you to the next available spot.
Don't ruin it with that song. I'm not doing another call after this, so don't ruin it.
Don't, Cheryl.
Thank you for calling Apple. This is Maureen.
What am I asking? I'm calling about, I'm trying to make a purchase.
Online on Apple.com.
I looked at it in the magazine.
You're trying to make a purchase from a magazine?
Apple?
What is it you're trying to purchase?
This is an Apple Guide, Lisa.
An Apple Guide for what?
The magazine, I found it. I'm trying to find something that's going to be a new Mac that's going to work with Skype. I use it to talk to my grandson.
Oh, okay. So you want to make a purchase of a new laptop?
A computer.
Is that what you want? Okay.
Is that the one that we can talk to and it's around? I'm trying to add it to the Skype contact.
Okay, let me get you over to the team that can assist with making a purchase.
It's got to be easy to use, I'm an older woman.
Pardon me?
I'm an older woman and needs some easy to use.
Okay. I'm going to get you over to someone who can assist with making that purchase for you, okay?
Okay.
Using Apple. My name is Mirka. What are the pleasures speaking with?
I'm sorry.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, you said your name was America?
It's Mirka.
Mirka.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a computer. The one I got, the Skype ain't working no more.
What's not working on it?
The Skype. And my grandson said I probably need a new computer.
Okay, you said the Skype?
The Skype, about Common.
The Skype is not, your Skype is not working.
Yeah, the Common ain't working. Common, he recommends Microsoft Skype. The credits suck. So, Carrie Laundrie was like, honey, you need a new computer. And they looked at it and they said that it's old. It's an iBook G3 clamshell.
Okay.
He said no, baby, when I took it to him.
Okay. So he said that you would need to get a new computer.
Is there a way for me to upgrade the iBook G3?
No, we can check to see if it's able to be traded in, but if it's like an older model.
Oh, okay. I would like to do that.
Okay. We can check to see if it's able to be traded in. If not, then if you're wanting to get a new computer, then we can check to see what options you may have, okay?
Okay. And I had seen the other new computer, the round one, the HomePod. Now, is that a good computer?
No, the HomePod, it's not a computer. It's a speaker, more so, I would say. It's mostly for, like, music. It's not a computer.
But you can do computer things on it?
No, you can't do any computer things on it. The only thing that the HomePod is good for is, like, connecting your phone to the HomePod, and it plays music.
Oh, basically, it's just speaker.
Correct, that's the only... Correct. That's the only thing that it does is it plays music.
Well, I was in a hospital, and Tiff and Steve, and that was one of the last things she said to me was something about, how do you put this? And she had had, her area was cut up. You know what I'm saying? And we used FaceTime. Is that what that's called? And we could see how bad it was cut up and stuff. And she would always say, you know, Debbie, you need to get a new Mac, honey, because the Skype just don't work. Ma'am? And so that's why I'm thinking I want to get a new Mac. Ma'am? Oh, she hung up. I knew it was going to be too much for her.
Who played that sound effect?
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Wait a
I'm
second.
An automated system.
What'd you say?
Who played that sound effect before she hung up? Was that her? Was
she
that
put me on hold and then just released the call.
Oh. All right, well, we got to go.
Yeah.
Time for donations, even though they're not all that huge. Let's see. But it's the girth. Isn't it the girth that counts and not the size or something?
No. Sure.
What isn't?
This ain't for the best.
Okay, I can read one more haiku.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And if you all have haikus, please send them to me, Cheryl, at whorehole.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from Scumhook.
Oh, Scumhook.
My rosebud trails out.
Okay.
Like a fleshy pink streamer celebrating my layups.
Mm. That's really good. Okay, can we do donations? Are you ready, Cheryl?
Why do I do?
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Third floor on the west side, me and you. Handsome, your mansion with a view. Do the girls back home touch you?
That's not a haiku. That's way too many words.
Long night with your hands up in my hair. Echoes of your footsteps on the stairs. Stay here, honey. I don't want to share because I like you.
I mean, that's a nice poem, but it's not a haiku.
Well, it was sent to me as a haiku.
Well, it's too fucking long. Maybe it's several of them. Okay, can we do donations, please? I've really got to go.
Anything else?
And please send my birthday presents, which you won't send. Amazon. Oh, I'm so pathetic. Fine. So, I'll never do solo grums again. Fine. You obviously don't love me, audience. Let's see. So, Travis W., $9.41.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, honey. Rate Chickadee, $4.55.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Jason G., $9.41.
Thank you, honey.
With a note. What does his notes say? Oh, fuck me, the notes aren't showing again. Well, we'll do notes in a minute, okay? Remind me. Okay, so Matthew G., $5. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, honey.
Then we have Edith, $30. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, honey.
Luke, who's been very generous lately and told me about that wonderful podcast, Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? $5. You'll like it, Shirley. Yeah. Well, no, you won't. You don't like anything. Never mind.
No.
Mike V, $15.
Thank you, honey. Where's she been? Miss her.
Nanyapo, $20.
Thank you, honey.
That's it for donations. Let's read comments. So this is from Jason.
Mm-hmm.
He writes, no, it's not working. Hold on. Motherfucker. I guess I'll go to the classic view of activity.
You want just to fill it in? Or
your vagina? Okay, so Jason says... From Jason and Wally, longtime fan, love you guys.
No. Matthew
says, I meant to give $5 last time, but I gave $5 instead. Love the Grum girls.
Thank you.
Jan's new dog is also a Trump fan and looks like a dirty old mop. Luke writes, Grum. Mike V. writes, do not congratulate. What does that mean? Is that an inside joke, or what does he mean by that?
He doesn't want to be named.
Too late.
Congratulations.
Roars for donations. Nanika says roars for donations. Roars.
That's neaty, honey.
Yeah, but what is that? I don't get what roars means. What does that mean?
This sound.
Oh, that's a thing. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madge, would you consider yourself a Taylor Swift fan?
No.
Do you like any of her work?
You know the answer to that question.
But I just read a part of her song and you enjoyed it. You said it was a very nice poem. I tricked you. I held up the mirror, Madge. We never beat you in the face with a brick. The whole time you've enjoyed Taylor Swift, you just didn't know it.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
Third Floor on the West Side, Me and You. It's a Taylor Swift song, honey.
So why would I get that if I hate her?
My reputation's never been worse, though. You must like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me a drink.
How much, Deborah Cheryl? Deborah Cheryl, how much?
Is it
$32.79.
How many? Say again.
$32.79.
$32.79.
All right,
thank you,
Gary.
Do you know that song?
I'm trying to send money.
Cheryl.
What?
Starts like this. Go.
No.
Madonna. I feel so bad. Oh, I got it, honey.
Oh, my God. Are you delirious with fever? I don't understand why you're talking such crazy shit. What are you talking about?
I am with you. Okay. Madonna. So Denny's daycare, as Fetus would say. You can eat at Denny's and they'll watch your kids while you eat. So you can have a romantic candlelit dinner at the Denny's. Okay? Is that normal?
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're as cold as ice. You will.